Hi there. I'd like you to sit back and get comfortable in your chair, and you can feel free to lay down during this meditation, but only do so if you're not so tired that you're going to fall asleep, because we want to make sure that you're going to stay awake during the meditation. So if you take a big, deep breath, slowly inhale and exhale, allowing yourself to relax. Slowly inhale as deeply and comfortably as you can. And then exhale, releasing all of the tension in your body. Continuing to breathe slowly and deeply. With every breath you take, you're going to become more and more relaxed. Breathing slowly and deeply. And as you continue to breathe, become aware of your body. And as you inhale, become aware of the muscles in your face and your neck. And as you exhale, feel all of the tension in your head slip away. Breathing even more slowly, becoming aware of your shoulders. And again, as you exhale, allowing all feeling and stress in your arms to just disappear. And inhale slowly, deeply, feeling your chest rise. And as you exhale, allow all the sensation to just completely vanish away, any stress or tension. Just really relaxing into my voice and the music. Just really allowing yourself to let go. And inhale slowly, and as you exhale, you're going to feel the last remaining feeling and stress of your hands and your arms begin to slip away. And with every breath, you're going to become more and more relaxed. And as you breathe, you become aware of your stomach and your back. And as you exhale, you feel all of the tension leaving you. Every muscle fiber loosens with each slow and deep breath. And you're now going to become aware of your pelvis and your hips. Inhaling deeply. And as you exhale, all of the feeling melts away. And as you inhale, you become aware of your thighs. And as you exhale, you let go of all of the tension in your thighs, breathing deeply and becoming aware of your knees and your calves. And you just exhale and let all that stress leave you now. And you are more relaxed than ever. You're just so relaxed and so calm. And you now become aware of your ankles and your feet. And as you inhale, you feel the last remnants of any physical stress or sensation let go. And as you exhale, you allow them all to slip away. And you just allow yourself to slowly fall backward and inward into your own mind. Slowly your mind drifts deeper into itself, into all the imagery and thoughts drifting away, and you reach back into that complete infinite possibility within your mind. And finally, you're going to come to a place of quiet and calm, surrounded by nothingness. Here alone, you have the power to go back. Take a big deep breath, and you feel very safe, and you feel very guided, you feel very comforted at this time. Now in front of you, you're going to see many doors, so many doors. There's so many of them. And all of them are different colors, different styles, different shapes, different textures. And as you look closely, you notice that each door has its own unique door handle. You've never seen so many doors. And behind each door is a past life that you have lived in. I know there are so many of them. But today, my friend, we're only searching for one door in particular. And that's the one that's going to bring you healing and close any wounds that you may have left open in a past lifetime. You now set the intention in your mind that you're going to enter that lifetime that you have left open any unresolved trauma or wounds. Don't worry, you're safe. You are an observer of this lifetime. Nothing can harm you. This is just knowledge that you can use to heal you in this lifetime. And as you look through all the doors, you're suddenly going to see a light around one of the door handles. That is the lifetime that you are to go to. So you're going to go now and touch the doorknob. And as you touch the doorknob, it's going to get even brighter. And feel that doorknob or door handle in your hand. And it's like your soul is welcoming you back. But before you open the door, with your mind, I want you to draw a symbol on the outside of the door. This symbol represents this past life that you're about to enter. Now, by writing it on the door, you'll have set the intention that by entering this past life, you will have healed anything unresolved, and you'll finally be able to release anything holding you back. I want you to reach out and touch the symbol that you just drew on the outside of the door. Feel the door under your hand. Feel the intention of the symbol that allows you to set in stone the healing that you're prepared to receive. You're going to grab the handle and gently open the door and slowly step through. I want you just to look behind you for a moment. Know that this will always be here and you will always be able to come back and find this door. Don't be afraid to walk through into the past life that you're now in. I want you to go where you're drawn to go in this lifetime. You are strong enough to witness and see what you went through here. I'm going to ask you now several questions about this past life and what you're seeing. You're going to hear my voice. And then you'll see the answers appear to you in the lifetime that you're in, so that you may receive the answers. The first question is, what do you see around you right now? Do you recognize your surroundings? Do these things feel familiar to me, to you? Where are you in this lifetime? Are you home? Are you at work? Where are you? Is there anyone with you? Are you a male or a female? And how old are you? What are you wearing in this lifetime? What is your name in this lifetime? What time period is it in this lifetime? What country are you in? And what city do you live in this country? What type of work do you do in this lifetime? Possibly you're too young, maybe you don't work. What do you do with your days? Who else did you know in this lifetime? How are they related to you? What is the painful trauma that you have left here that is unresolved? And take a moment to see yourself role play the situation so that you can see yourself going through that in this lifetime. Know that you are safe. And it's okay to witness this trauma now. Right now, in this lifetime, place your hand on your heart and see yourself forgive those who have hurt you. And forgive yourself for anything you see, hear or feel that's painful in this lifetime. Wrap yourself that you're watching in this lifetime in a bubble of white protective light and see all the negative energies and trauma and attachments that you have leaving your physical body in this lifetime. See them being transmuted by love. It's okay to let tears stream down your face right now or if you feel like you have to cry or take a deep breath. It's okay to release the fears and to release the trauma. It's okay to forgive the people that you need to, even those who hurt you and wronged you. It's okay to release the fear and the stress. You no longer need to carry that worry or burden with you. This is not yours anymore. This belongs to be healed and removed and let go in this lifetime. When you're ready, take a deep breath. And I want you to head back to the door that you came into this lifetime with. Walk through the door and then close the door behind you and hear it shut. See the symbol on the door that you drew? This means that this lifetime has been healed and let go. Then you slowly begin to float upward, back towards your body. And as you move higher, the door grows smaller, and flickers of images return to your mind as you begin to re-enter the waking part of your mind. Now floating back into your body, breathing very slowly, and becoming aware of your physical sensations. Aware of your feet, breathing deeply, aware of your ankles and calves, and slowly becoming aware of your legs, your thighs, your pelvis, taking a big deep breath, becoming aware of your stomach and your hands and your arms and your chest, breathing deeply again, becoming more aware of your shoulders and your neck. Inhale slowly. Exhale slowly, becoming aware of your face and your head, and feeling the sensation returning to every cell in your body as you now feel rejuvenated and cleansed. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, you'll be fully conscious of your physical body. I'd like you to open your eyes and rub the palms of your hands together until you feel really awake and alert, and just sit up slowly. It's now a really good idea to talk to someone about this experience you had, or to journal what you felt and what you saw in this meditation. You know, you've lived many lifetimes, but you just went and healed the trauma from a lifetime that has affected you. So you're going to maybe feel really positive in this lifetime, and you're going to feel free and clear of all the pain and the trauma that you are holding onto from this previous lifetime. You might suddenly notice that relationships in this lifetime begin to suddenly repair. And that may be because someone from that lifetime is a player for you in this lifetime. Remember, you set the intention to go to the door that had the most unresolved trauma. So you could start to see health issues begin to clear up. You could suddenly become less afraid of things. No, it's not a dream. It's actually possible. It's the gift of past life and journeying through your past lifetimes. It's a deep awareness and an understanding of your whole self, including all of those cells that lived behind all of those doors. There are other lifetimes, and we have a few more to go, but in this lifetime, you have healed something that will be amazing for you to clear. And no doubt you're going to experience and feel that in such a positive way. See yourself now surrounded by the beautiful white light and know that you are loved. And so it is said, so it will be, and so it is.